Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about interviewing candidates and ask a simple question. How many candidates do you need to interview for a given position before you know that you've maximized your probability of identifying the best candidate while minimizing the risk of making a bad hire? Let's say you have 10 candidates for a given position. And let's also say that after you interview each candidate, you have to make a hire or don't hire decision about that candidate right on the spot. How many of these candidates should you interview before you have the best chance of identifying the best one? Well, you probably wouldn't offer the job to the first candidate you interview, because you really have no idea how that candidate compares to any of the other candidates or the general caliber of the overall candidate pool. But you probably also wouldn't want to wait until the last candidate, the 10th candidate, because if they're the only one left, well, you're going to be forced to offer them the job, or I suppose keep it unfilled, regardless of how strong a candidate they are. Somewhere in the middle of this process, there must be an ideal place to stop interviewing more candidates just to see what the next one is like and to make the best selection. But where should you stop? Well, it turns out there really is some science behind where you should stop interviewing candidates for a given position. And it's called the optimal stopping problem. And this is from our friends at Wikipedia. In mathematics, the theory of optimal stopping, or early stopping, is concerned with the problem of choosing a time to take a particular action in order to maximize an expected reward or minimize an expected cost. Optimal stopping problems can be found in areas of statistics, economics, and finance. And a key example of the optimal stopping problem is called the secretary problem. So it turns out this secretary problem is this hiring problem. The secretary problem is essentially the question of, given X number of job candidates for a given position, and that you have to make a hire or do not hire decision on each candidate before moving to the next one, just how many candidates do you need to interview in order to maximize your probability of identifying the best candidate? I won't bore you with all the math here, and I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can find it, but it turns out the optimal stopping problem identifies the ideal place to stop interviewing candidates. And it's after you have interviewed about 37% of the candidates. After you get to 37%, you make a note of the best candidate you have seen so far in the process. Let's call her, say, Mary Jane. Then you continue interviewing candidates after that. And when you come to the first one that is quote unquote better than Mary Jane, you stop all further interviews and immediately offer that person the job. It's a really interesting way of looking at the hiring decision-making process, as well as any other processes that involve having to make the best choice amongst a number of alternatives. But it kind of makes sense somehow, even if it's only on an anecdotal level. How many times have you slogged endlessly through interview processes where after some point, candidate after candidate all kind of seem the same, and certainly no better than the one you saw 2 or 3 weeks ago? Knowing when to stop and understanding the probability that you've likely seen the best or at least close enough to it in any decision process is an enormously valuable thing. In the secretary problem, and in probably a bunch of other problems too, the answer seems pretty clear. Once you hit 37% or so, you've probably seen enough. And you won't learn much, if anything else useful, after that, and you know how to make your decision. It's pretty easy to apply in a job vacancy with 10 candidates. Think about this the next time the hiring manager says to you, show me a few more candidates, or let me see a few more resumes. Think about the optimal stopping problem. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.